honored. I was honored that you know, he decided to give me the ball. And I mean, that's certainly a ball that would certainly mean a lot to him and, you know, and someone in his family. And
hey, Charles, what are you saying?
I greatly appreciate it.
Greg, what did you add? What did you say to these guys before that Washington game?
Oh, that's a. I talked to him about life and the opportunities that, you know, that they have as you know, professional athletes, and then, you know, and how they, you know, they know this, but how, you know, life can change, you know, in a flash. You know, it can be an injury, it could be any number of things, you know, you play this sport. This sport's it's a team sport, and it's about, you know, you guys in this room and nobody else. I mean, the fans appreciate, and you got a responsibility, but it's about you all, and you know. And I talked to them about playing for each other and coming together and playing for each other all the time. That was the gist of it.
Have they said, or do you have a sense of how much that served as inspiration for this run since that game?
Well, I've stayed in contact with them, and you know, when I talked, they gave me a standing ovation. They're really a special group of people, of men, and they are playing for each other, and they've come together, and they realize that, you know, their efforts together are greater than any individual efforts.
And what's this mean for you to be? You were honorary captain of this game.
Well, you know, there's a whole lot of thoughts. About a year ago this time, I was, you know, preparing to, you know, take my battalion to Iraq, and, you know, I got hurt, you know, 3 months later, and I'm here, and, you know, they're still deployed, and that in itself I'm ready for them to come home. At the same time, I never could have thought that I would ever be part of something like this. Just not something that I, you know, dreamed of or thought of. And it's just, I thank God that I am getting a chance to be a part of this.
How were you injured?
I was injured by an IED, improvised explosive device, on May 7th of last year.
And then how did you, Mike Sullivan asked
Mike
you to
come? Mike Sullivan is a classmate of mine. We played football at Army. And he came and visited me in the hospital in June when I was still recovering at Walter Reed.
Hello. Hey.
All right, man. We're not done.
Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Nice meeting you.
And, you know, and he said, what do you want? I said, well, I want to see you guys play when you come to Washington. I mean, I was really still, I didn't definitely have my feet under me.
Yeah.
And so when the time came, it was late September, Mike called me up and, you know, asked me if I still wanted to come to the game, and I did. And then Mike actually, you know, and then later on in the week as the game, he asked me if I'd mind talking to the team. I said, sure. So we talked to Coach Coughlin about it, and that's, you know, that's sort of what happened.
You
talked to him on Saturday.
No,
I talked to him at the team meeting on Saturday night before the game. Uh-huh. In Washington.
And does being kind of in here take you back to when you played and the smells and sights and sounds and all that?
Right. And, you know, this is what it reminds me of, and what they're doing right now is it reminds me of, you know, the guys that I played with and how they rallied around me 20 years later when I got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to tell them. That's a unique bond that's forged through hard work, and when you do something special, you know, that's how it is. And, you know, we played in the Sun Bowl my senior year, and, you know, we played Alabama, you know, heavy underdogs, and we lost to them 29-28. And, you know, we finished our season 9-3, and, you know, but the wins and losses, you know, over time are not as important as the bonds that you form because you did something that you weren't supposed to
do.
You think you're going to go to the Super Bowl? these guys?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I haven't locked in the details, but I think they would like me to come. So.
And what's that going to be like for you?
Well, it's...
You haven't been to one, right?
No, sir. I haven't. So it'll be a neat experience. I didn't really thought about it yet. I mean, I'm just trying to enjoy the moment here. And you know, I tell you what's really keen for me, what's really special for me is that my son's here, you know, and he had a chance to, you know, experience this and be a part of this. And, that's part of how I live my life through my children.
And what's his name?
Jalen.
J-A-E-L-E-N.
J-A-E-L-E-N. Gadson,
yeah, G-A-D-S-O-N.
13?
S-E-N
or
S-O-N?
S-O-N. How are you? How old are you, Jalen?
13.
Pretty big for 13.
What did you play at home?
I was an outside linebacker.
What town were you injured in?
Baghdad.
In Baghdad.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Sure. Right. I'll hopefully see you down there.
Okay.
All right.
This is my classmate, Mike.
Hi. How are you doing, Mike?
Mike's the one that's really got himself slow.
Great man, right? Great player.